So the conversation we want to have today, I don't want this to be just another conversation on school violence, gun control, shootings, massacre, death. There's a lot of that out there, but I'm always trying to just drill it down. How do we solve this problem? I mean, there are multiple choices here, people. We either do nothing, and we keep doing what we're doing, which is pretty well nothing. We change this up somehow. We create a new set of rules. You know, in recent shows and recent conversations on the platform in the past couple of weeks, I've called for a national task force. I've requested that the president put forth a national task force and bring together some of the brightest minds and begin to solve these problems instead of the rhetoric, instead of the finger-pointing, the blame game. Aren't you all so tired of the blame game out there? It's just one side to the next, who's right, who's wrong. In the meantime, here's what's happening. In the meantime, whoever's going to do it next, and it will happen next, somebody is going to die next. I guarantee you it's going to happen. Yeah, I said it after Parkland. I'll say it again after Texas, after Santa Fe, Texas. It will happen again. Because, you see, once something is in the consciousness, the societal consciousness, the stream of consciousness, the fabric of society, once it has supplanted itself in there, you can just... It just goes and goes and goes. There are copycats that are people that are conspiring right this very moment. And so before you think the conversation doesn't involve you, friends, it could be your kid, could be your grandkid, could be your friend's kid, could be a relative, could be somebody. Maybe you don't even like kids. I don't know. But someone's going to die.
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure.
And then very interesting comments from Kelly Clarkson at the Billboard Music Awards, which I did not see, but I heard a lot about it afterward. She said some very interesting things. So instead of calling for a moment of silence, which the proprietors of the Billboard Music Awards wanted her to do, she called for a moment of action. Of course, she got a lot of hell for that, too. A lot of people came out. I don't see what she did that was so bad. I've read through her comments and her theory. She's a gun owner. She has like 9 guns. She's a bit of one of these center-minded people who just say what she wants, and she did it. And I don't see what was so wrong about what she said, but we'll talk about it today. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure, Season 2, friends. Malcolm Out Loud here. We have a special treat today for you here. This is great because we've got 4 co-hosts today, but 2 are from season 1, 2 are from season 2, so this is like a real treat today here. And we got some of the best, brightest minds here today, so this should be a great conversation here. Dr. Faye Wilson is here. Dr. Faye is an author, inspirational speaker, ordained minister, and underdog advocate. Jenna Smith. Jenna is a psychotherapist, a coach, human being expert. She is the creator of the You Are the Manual Self-Development Program, and in fact, a weekly columnist on the platform. Dr. Faye Wilson is the Energy Bar host and a columnist on the platform. Ava Armstrong is here. Ava is an author. She has 15 books out there. She writes about law enforcement, military, heroes, people that inspires her, people that are focused on patriotism. Ava's also a political commentator, radio personality now, and a producer here on America Out Loud, and certainly was part of season one and a big part of season one. The other breakout person from season one is Sally Fernandez is here. We haven't heard her voice in a while. So excited to have Ava and Sally join Jenna and Dr. Faye today. Sally is an author, best-selling author. Her latest release is part of this Max Ford thriller series. It's called The Beekeeper's Secret. And of course, this one tackles big pharma. She has another one, Climatize, which is amazing. And this is a series of books, and the Climatize is being made into a major motion picture to be released in 2020 as well, part of a three-part film project. So ladies, welcome to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure here. And I want to go right here first here, and I want to talk to you about this Kelly Clarkson business, because I do find it quite interesting. So she comes out, and they asked her to do a moment of silence, ladies. And, you know, and I have to tell you, if you asked me at an event right now to do a moment of silence, you know darn well I would tell you no. I don't want a, I know where Kelly was coming from. I don't want a moment of silence either. I want a moment of action. I agree with Miss Clarkson here. It's time for a moment of action. Nothing wrong with that. So she was host of the Billboard Music Awards. So she came out and made this big statement. Now, she didn't say throw your guns away, Second Amendment. Of course, some of the right went crazy. They lost their hair or their heads were on fire as they were running around. Some of the people, I see some of the comments out there were insane. But she says this, and I quote, "I'm so sick of moments of silence," she says, as she was fighting through tears. "It's not working. Like, obviously." So why don't we do a moment of silence? Why don't we do a moment of action? Why don't we do a moment of change? Why don't we change what's happening? Because it's horrible. Now, Kelly Clarkson, again, owns nine guns. She's been interviewed before on these matters. She sleeps with a 45. She just wants to protect herself. This is our right to bear arms. It's our right to protect. Absolutely. And she, now this is a lady who also voted for Hillary Clinton. She's not a white right winger. She's just a person. Just an American lady. Just a woman that's trying to protect herself. Nothing wrong with that. And then the last statement she makes, ladies. And Jenna, I want to go to you first to comment on this, please. And she says, "Mamas and daddies should be able to send their kids to school, to church, to movie theaters, to clubs. She should be able to live your life without that kind of fear. So we need to do better." Now, listen, Jenna, I agree with Kelly Clarkson here. We need to do better. We need to do better as a society, as a people. We need to do better. I ask you first, Jenna, how do we do better?
No pressure. It's all on me. I think, oh my gosh, and we've talked about bullying and bully side, and this is all along the same lines. And there's, as we spoke before, a systemic need of, there's this growing frustration that happens with these shooters, and it's not instant. Like, it's a growing frustration. And then, so that's part one. Part two is the access to the actual weapons, like that amount of weapons. Like, in some of these shootings, they have a full like artillery in their backpack. So there are two factors to this, and I'm in Canada and we don't really have the same sort of gun thing. There's, you know, we have guns for hunting, and but, you know, you do have to get a license, and there's this hunting law. So there is a lot of rules around that, and we aren't finding that we're getting the
same. Well, there are a lot of rules in America too, Jenna, by the way, so you know. You can't just go get a gun. I mean, there are rules in play. There are waiting periods. You have to qualify. You can't. Yeah, you know, there are rules, but here's the problem.
I'm not going to speak to that.
No, but Jenna, I just want to preface something with you up front here. Here's the problem. You see, here's what some people can't get through their brains. Criminals don't follow rules, love.
Well, this I know. That's what I was going to say. And then at the end of the day, they'll find their way. Like, you know, if someone's addicted to crack or someone is like wanting something, obsessing about it, they will find a way.
Exactly.
They will do whatever. And that's the whole thing of obsession. So, you know, I think in general, and I've spoken of this a lot, is that this repression and this, there's so many things about society that don't work, but the stigma of mental health and the mom from Columbine who had a whole system to deal with her. It sounds like he had sociopathic tendencies, son, with just no remorse, just violent activity. She had no resources. And then that happens. So that's my answer, is that there really does need to be a whole overhaul of resources for people, the parents especially, so that they can get the care for the kid, or they can get some sort of system that isn't just putting them in jail and calling them crazy. And, you know, that there isn't really a place for these parents to even take their kids when this becomes an issue. Mm-hmm. When they can see the warning signs, you know? So that's my biggest thing.
The warning signs, yeah.
There's a full overhaul of lack of resources and support to prevent things like this. It just
Because you know why, Jenna? A lot of these criminals, these young people that have turned criminal, there were in many, many cases, like almost all, but a lot, 90-some-odd percent, whatever it is, there are always warning signs. There are a lot of warning signs. But I got to tell you right now, here's the problem with this, Jenna. If we looked at all the warning signs right now of people who were doing stupid shit out there, okay? I mean, my God, we'd lock up half of the people, you know? Because half of the people are talking trash on social media. Half of the people are bullying. I mean, I don't know if it's half, but there's a lot of it out there, Jenna. So the problem is, you know, I love the way we always say this, ladies. Well, we didn't see the signs of little Johnny there. Well, there's a lot of signs out there, and there's a lot of little Johnnies.
You know, I'm listening, and I'm thinking about each of us will have to be a person that is strongly intuitive and discerning about everybody in our circles, because we don't know the hearts of people. We really don't. We do have a strong epidemic, along with gun control, with gun out of controls, I should say, and mental health issues in this country. At the same time, that same government out of D.C. is shutting down psychiatric hospitals and mental health centers around the country. This has been going on for the past decade, that they are mainstreaming people who once were housed in mental health institutions because they want to put them in the least restrictive environment. We have to look at it state by state. It's not all on Washington, D.C. Regardless of what's on the books, the states can control it. And so we get into the place where we have to work at it at a better, with it at a very microcosmic level,
right?
Where we do get to the place where we are working with communities and the law enforcement agencies, because we see the Democrats or Republicans, I don't care who it is, at the national level, they cannot manage it. They're too concerned about the political and the money side of it. We are concerned about our children.
Yeah, no, you're right. They can't handle a lot of stuff in Washington. But keep in mind, Dr. Faye, you talk about mental institutions. Washington, D.C. is the biggest mental institution in the world, you know? I mean, not many of them up there have brains to begin with, so that would qualify them. All right, Sally Fernandez, let's talk here a minute here. You hear some of the comments and the thoughts here. I know you've given this a lot of thought. You're probably going to write a future book on it, I'm sure. Knowing the way you bring in that would be a great book, actually, with all this shooting stuff for you or Ava, because, I mean, this is a big problem. And you talk about, you know, the cultural stream of consciousness out there. Mm-hmm. How do we do it, Sally? How do we make this change?
I think you have to put the priorities. I mean, gun control is always the knee-jerk reaction the minute we have these kinds of events. You know, I agree that semi-automatic guns should be banned, but don't take Ava's Glock away. And I do believe in tougher background checks, but they're not being enforced. But aside from that, if we took all the money that we spend on anti-guns and put it into mental health, which is where the real problem lies, then we might start making a little bit of headway into the problem. And, you know, my tendency is always to start with the young, because if you can stop them from being violent, because we can't deal with all of the violent people that are in our society right now. But I think one thing we can do is, you know, with the parents, and then you go from the parents into the school system, and then if you have to, you go into the state. But there are levels. But one of the problems, and I think either Jenna or Dr. Faye brought it up, is terms of the parents, getting them more help, getting them more assistance. There's also a lot of denial that goes on with parents, because, you know, they're afraid if I have a child with problems and I tell the authorities, then they're going to think that it's somehow due to my parenting or abuse and I have other children at risk. So there's a lot of them that don't want to tell and want to try to manage it. Others think they're just growing out of it, or they don't see the signs. But, you know, in many of these cases, these children got guns from their parents. Well, the guns are legal, but the parents need to be responsible about keeping them locked up. So,
Yeah, there's
you
talk
know,
about having rules and laws now that would make the parents
response.
criminals if they let the kids have the guns. You know what I mean?
Because
Well,
they're
I think
responsible.
they should. I mean, you're talking about adult brains who, I mean, adolescent brains who aren't processing in the same way. And so, you know, when you have bullying cases, you know, they're going to react differently than a grown man who's being bullied. So I really think we need to start focusing on the signs. And maybe another problem is just this political correctness where people don't want to, you know, run the risk of maybe calling somebody difficult or acting strangely because it would be a reflection. I mean, it's a whole combination, but I think we're spending way too much time on anti-gun lobbying and not enough time on mental health, which is where the problem
Well,
lies.
it's a deadly combination. It's a lethal combination. You're right. It's a multiplexed problem. It's not just one thing, obviously. It's many, many, many things. Ava, I know we've talked about this on many of our program on the platform in various different ways, and we've covered it from a very holistic approach and looking at gun control and looking at really these massacres, these shootings. I mean, what do you do? What you've given us some thought. What do you think the answer is?
84 people were shot in Chicago last week. You won't see that on the mainstream media. I bet you didn't know that. We have some of the strictest gun laws in the United States in Chicago. So I'll tell you right now, gun laws are not going to be the answer, okay? Restricting to people is not going to be the answer. Think about living in Chicago and not being able to have a gun. Think how helpless you would feel. There are many facets to this problem. One of the biggest facets you've already talked about is psychiatric problems. We're mainstreaming people that used to be institutionalized. That's correct. And there's also a huge stigma about mental illness. Parents don't want to admit. They want to mainstream their children. They will medicate them. The medications that are being used are sometimes very much a problem. They create more isolation, more depression, and this is a huge issue that, you know, not many people want to really talk about. This is a very ugly issue as well because it hits close to home for a lot of families. They don't want to admit their child is a monster. Their child is capable of being a monster. And this is how these are the terms we need to use. We've got to stop using this politically correct language and saying that, you know, oh, well, we have to mainstream these children that are special needs. No, they're not special needs. They're psychiatrically, they need to be in an institution or helped in a manner that is not in our school with the other children that are normal. So there needs to be the word normal used. You know, there's just so many politics around this. I personally do not believe it's the federal government's job to create psychiatric institutions for people. I do believe it's a state issue. And I think states, one by one, they need to handle this. They need to take this on. And there are other pieces to this as well.
Ava, this Kelly Clarkson calling for a moment of action versus a moment of silence. You have any problem with that?
No, I think that's brilliant, actually.
I know. Why
You know,
did a
I'm
lot
a
of people give her a hell then, Ava? On the right, some of
well,
these Republicans went retarded. I mean, they went crazy.
I don't know. I think maybe they took that. I think they were looking more for a moment of silence, a moment of prayer, and maybe they misunderstood what her intent was there.
No, you know what it is? They thought because it was an award show that because all award shows bash them, they I think without even really reading or looking at her comments, they assumed that she was being testy with them. You know what I mean? Like she was,
Possibly,
yeah. They probably didn't read that she owned 9 guns herself. You know?
I mean, you know, being a gun owner myself, and again, you know, I think this is a Second Amendment thing. I don't think more laws or more restrictions. I think what we really need to do is focus on these young people who are committing these crimes and look at each one of these children, each one of these young people has something in common. They're all pretty much the same pattern when you look at all of this close up. You know, mostly are males. Mm-hmm. Most of them have been isolated. Most of them are depressed. Most of them live in broken homes. Most of them are ingesting pharmaceutical drugs. And yeah, if they don't have access to a firearm in their home, you mean to tell me you don't think they can get one elsewhere? They will. If they're determined enough to carry out this sick, premeditated murder, then yeah, they'll get something. And if they don't get a firearm, guess what? They'll build a bomb.
Well, many of these kids are, they're very suicidal as well. They're very suicidal.
Well, they're going out with the person. So there's the people that are going to commit suicide because they're just going to do it alone. And then there's the others that are like, well, it's all of your fault that I am this frustrated and you've rejected me for years. And as I said, it's the boiling point. It's not like when we're, and you know, I do have to say there are sociopathic tendency people that are like they abuse animals and then they work up to this, like I would be in alignment with, like, that's evil and monstrous. And then there are genuinely, like, the deep core of them, super sensitive kids, and because of their sensitivity it boiled into extreme acting out. Does that make get all them off the hook? But I just think we have to be a little careful with things like 9/11, and then suddenly everybody brown is a villain and every white kid that dresses a certain way is,
I disagree with you. Any kid that takes a gun into a school and kills other kids, that's a monster to me. I don't care if they're depressed or what their frigging problem is. Okay. If they're killing my kid in a school and my kid is just an innocent victim, then no, that these kids are monsters and we need to call them what they are. I'm not trying to be insensitive. This is a major problem.
The problem is, though, is that there are a lot of kids being bullied. There are a lot of kids that do disgusting things with animals. There are a lot of kids that have a fascination with guns. Yep. It doesn't make them going to be a killer. It doesn't mean that they're going to go in and kill somebody. No. The problem is, how do you separate those? And it's those signs that people are missing the red flags.
And don't forget, you got the video games, you got the movies, you got the kill and rape, mayhem, murder. It's all very attractive to this group. They think it's hysterical. They watch it and they laugh. They blow people away on video games. If you haven't seen those video games, you're in for a real treat, like a horror treat.
You've touched upon something very important. Pop culture drives everything.
Oh my golly, does it drive everything.
No, you're right. The words, listen to the words in a rap song, okay?
Video games.
Go and watch movies today, Natural Born Killers or Pulp Fiction.
Ava, they make me sick.
I actually stopped watching movies.
I don't do it.
When these movies started becoming very popular, that's not what I want to see. I want to see a good thriller.
Something that has
suspense and, you know, I just don't want to see this, everybody blowing everybody away.
And Ava, it's what we've done out there with all of this, and then we want to know why. And then we want to say, let's pull all the guns off them. Okay, no, that won't work. Okay, well, let's create some more laws. That won't work. Okay, so how about the problem is
society.
It's not the guns, it's us. I talked about this on Viewpoint this Sunday. We had an amazing conversation this past week about it. And I think we drilled down. We had Lieutenant Joe Panguero, Dr. Ron Martinelli on there, and we nailed this thing. And I'm telling you, there's a bigger problem here. And I just think I blame the adults in the room. And, you know, for those who say do this, that, or the other, or we just can't give them access to guns, you all are living in a fairy tale land. If you think that criminals are looking for access or looking to follow laws or they're going to be good driving, principle-driven people, it's not going to happen.
And here's another question for you. Let me just ask you this, because you guys were talking about criminalizing the gun owner for not making sure his gun is in a safe every minute of every day.
Right.
What if you don't even have a gun? What if your kid stole your car and went to school and ran over a bunch of kids in a parking lot because he hated them?
Well, it happens.
Should you, Malcolm, be responsible for the kid taking your car, stealing your car?
See, now that's an interesting point. That's very interesting, because we're talking about holding them responsible for the guns, which the parents may have nothing to do with it. And there were cases like this all the way back to Sandy Hook, actually, where they were talking about holding that the parents responsible for the kid who went in there and did it. Anyways, hold that thought there, friends. Let's come back in a moment and continue on here.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
A lot of people are copycats, and a lot of the kids are copycats. We're in a generation of people that just want to be like everybody else. They want to blend in. They want to be like the rest of the people. And so there's a lot of that out there where it's, you know, more followers, less leadership. And so the fact that school killings are so popular right now, there are kids right now, there are demented minds at this moment that are sick for one reason, shape, form, or another. Could be a broken family, sure. Could be they're on psychotropic drugs, sure. Could be they have other mental problems and their wires aren't connected, sure. Pick your poison, people. Whatever it is, you could talk about all this stuff. We can put mental institutions up like Starbucks and 7-Elevens. I'm not sure any of that's going to help.
So Malcolm, the copycat thing is just every time you say that, I'm like, because they're not copycatty. They're like, that's an option for me. I can now get my frustration out that's inside and burning up. They're not like, oh, I'm going to be like that dude. Like this is not what they do. They just, what you're right about is it's now available. It's now like, oh, this is an option. So it's just copycat.
Yeah, I disagree with you, Jenna. I disagree, love. Right. I think they're copycat. Now, let me explain why, Jenna. Because right now, here's what's happening. And let me put my argument and you tell me back what you think. You have all the media out there right now, Jenna. They all glorify. Now, you've got people who are doing this. You would agree with me who have wires that are not quite. I mean, there's absolutely some mental conditions there. Clay, you don't go into a school and murder people, massacre,
no,
blow them away.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
You've got to have some screws loose there. I mean, nobody normal would ever do that in my world. Ever. Ever. So, obviously, we got a sick-minded person here. Okay. Now, you've got the media. First, before I get to the media, you've got a lot of the people out there and the kids, Jenna, who are, they're bullied. Some of them are. You're absolutely correct. I know what you say back to me. I understand that. Got it. But that's life. Life in the big world here. It happens. It happens. Happens from adults.
I'm not saying it's okay because of the bullying. I'm saying their mentality is, I'm going to take as many people with me. Not
well, I
saying
understand.
It's okay.
No, no, I get it. But what they're doing is, but here's what's happening. I think some of them are suicidal, Jenna. They're sick. Mm-hmm. They don't want to live anymore or whatever. Then they decide they want to take people out with them or whatever the case is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But here's the next thing. A lot of them have been so bully and ridiculed. They are dying for attention. They want to be liked. They want to be attached to somebody. And then the media takes, when as soon as something happens, Jenna, I'm telling you, just go to the media, go to television, go to radio, go to newspapers, go to print, go to magazines. And I'm telling you now, their picture, their mugshot is all over everything. It's all over the front page of every newspaper, every magazine in the country, in the world. I mean, they're famous overnight.
The internet,
big time. They are famous overnight. Because that's what and then we put their name everywhere. So we glorify them. They become the next glorification of whatever it is, which I think is the real. Now, these are people who want attention. They need attention. They've been bullied. They have mental problems, whatever it is. And then they see all these kids getting this attention. And I think it is a copycat thing because I think they think next they're going to go and do what, you know, Fred, Frank, and John did.
Yeah, you're thinking logically, not emotionally. That's
yeah, just... well, they put the Boston bomber on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. I mean, you know, you're right, Malcolm. You're right. They glorify these people.
I think they glorify them, but the consciousness, the mentality is that they're not thinking about that necessarily. They want to be seen and they want people to understand they're in pain. Doesn't make sense, but they're not in it to be like, I want to be like that guy. That's very not like the psychology.
But the Demetrios in Santa Fe, you know, he wore the trench coat like the like Klebold and the Columbine, yet he admitted he couldn't kill himself.
Yeah, because he felt like he belonged somewhere.
Exactly.
It wasn't like, so when copycat serial killers, they specifically do it for the fame and the notoriety, and it's like, it's a very specific thing. But I'm just saying, that's the one thing, is that they don't belong anywhere. And this was another thing I wanted to say, was that the communities and the extreme isolation and the, again, society of each person is, you know, I'm not saying, I'm a big propagator of like, live your life and have a fulfilled life and all of that kind of stuff. But we're talking about this as a society. We just discard broken people. In other tribes and things, they, you know, not to say they're all perfect either, but they bring it in and they're like, wow, something's wrong. We need to look at this. And that is just completely missing in our society. We're just like, you're wrong. This is wrong. Like, everything that doesn't match this is just discarded. And that breeds the isolation. And I really do think that's one of the core issues of what's going on here.
But if you go back to the kinds of things that would be done on more of a, I say a state level, but it's partly school. So they have these now, I think it happened after Parkland, they put in these assessment programs so that the schools, they identify, they work with the local authorities and so forth. Well, and that's not, that didn't help in Santa Fe. It didn't help. Then they have, you know, certain gun laws. And then, I mean, but they got all these things in place and nothing is working from an institutional, a structural. So
I don't think institution and system is the thing. I really am saying more society. Like,
yes, it means community.
The movies and the community and like bringing, and you know, a lot of churches are big on community mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But again, but not for you or not for you or not for you. And that's, you know, turning into this. That's really what I think about it.
There are some churches that are reaching out that realize that as a Christian or a believer community, whatever your faith may be, that serve as a first responder in crisis. Churches have done that for the eons. Many churches have, and are taking on a more aggressive role in reaching the underserved population and reaching people who are oppressed or feel oppressed or signs of depression, and working with single mothers who are struggling to try to raise a child and work two jobs, which is horrible. We have children who are murdering. We haven't had that show, Malcolm, I don't think. Children who kill children. But at as young as 10 years old, who are murdering 2 and 3 year olds, who are so lost in their own souls. And I hear what everyone is saying, and it is so true. From my seat, I see society as going to a place of spirituality, because this world as it is, there are no answers. The only real answers in my belief is in Jesus Christ. When people turn their hearts to God and begin to seek Him and have a spiritual base, that's how you begin to build a family. That's how you begin to build a life, because there are some basic principles, regardless of denominations and beliefs, the basic principles of thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. Most religions subscribe to that and understand what that really means. There are some who say that they are religious and then they do those things that are opposed to religion. They don't represent the majority of spiritual people. They don't represent the majority of Christians. So my call is always to encourage churches to be more involved with families, and families to be more involved with churches and communities, so that we can create a relationship, a cohesiveness between communities and law enforcement, so that law enforcement knows what's going on in the community before there's a 911 call. But we as the general populace of adults, we forget that our children are the most important piece of the equation. We can do community activities, be hands-on with them, serve them in every way possible. And I feel like I'm crying out to the world right now. Think about the children around you, whether or not you gave birth to them. That's not the question. It's whether or not they are a child who really needs help. What can we do as a church for the children? What can we do as a community? And I'll take a pause myself.
shouldn't we try to push prayer back into the schools?
I don't think prayer ever left the school. I think legislation said you couldn't pray publicly. I prayed all the way through school.
In this fairy tale land that Dr. Fay points out, and I call it fairy tale because I get it, the village and the house and the family, which I do talk about, Dr. Fay, you're exactly correct, but none of that is going to stop what we're talking about today, school shootings. It's not going to stop that.
It's about individual responsibility.
I disagree with that.
It's not going to stop it.
I believe God is big enough for us to seek him and he will give us answers because we're clueless. We don't know what to do.
Yeah, but mental illness is another issue. I mean, illness is what we're tackling. And I mean, there are people who are going to just blow up. They've had enough and they're going to go out and, you know, shoot somebody. But there is the mental illness and the violence and the videos. It's desensitizing young people. Adolescent minds are being desensitized in terms of the value of life.
100% they're being
desensitized.
It's normalizing.
That's true.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's normalized. You'll never get all the people to the party of life that you want to create, Dr. Fay. And sure, God is powerful. Nobody's really arguing that point here. That's not the discussion here. But God gives the free will and the reign to make decisions, Dr. Fay. He doesn't mandate the way you think or I think or somebody else think. He doesn't mandate the decision you're going to make. This is called free will. This is the whole thing that's happened from the scene in the garden forward. So all of a sudden, God isn't so powerful that he's going to take free will off of us. So let's get that straight, number one, because that's a fact.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
Well, all right. So then number two, the village and the Disneyland approach to life is a beautiful thing. But I have to tell you, I'm only saying this. It's always going to be for a percentage of the populace. It will never be for all the people. And God is never going to push that on everybody, Dr. Fay, because that's not his position. That's not how this thing works. We'd all been already looking like a bunch of ducks.
But he does make it available.
He does make it available.
And I'm not talking about that. And I didn't mention that in what I was saying earlier about mental illness. I wasn't talking about that there will not be mentally ill people. They have been since the beginning of time.
So then here's the thing. Uh-huh. So the question today is how to stop the school shootings. The path that you just went down is not really where I want to go because I think it's an important... I think it's an important piece to this conversation, but I don't think it's this. It doesn't fix what we're trying to talk about. How to stop school shootings?
I have to talk. Dr. Fay made my case. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me tell you how she made it. Years ago, not too many years ago, Malcolm, there was a three-legged stool. I call it. Okay, there was family, church, and school. All three of these organizations were on the same page. The family was tightly knit, had a mother and father. They brought their children to church. There was a thing called God, okay? There was a right and a wrong. And if you don't do this with children, guess what they look up and say to you when they're doing something horrible? Why can't I kill this toad in the backyard? Why? Why can't I?
What are you
going
to do about
it? Because it's wrong. Because it's wrong. Yeah, and what are you going to do about it? Why is it wrong? The little child will always say, why is it wrong, Malcolm? You know why it's wrong? Because it's wrong in God's eyes, okay? God needs to infiltrate every little pore of your life, okay? In every manner of speaking. And what Dr. Fay just said was so, so true. This is what we're missing. It's right before your eyes and nobody sees it. It's family, church, school. Family, church, school. Mm-hmm. You have to get rid of this internet. Get rid of this violence. Don't allow it in your child's life, okay? And the psychiatric kids that have problems, they need to be institutionalized. I'm sorry if I'm hurting people's feelings, but they do.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, All right, so let's do this. As we take a quick pause here, I'll say this. I think you're all on medication yourselves today because you make no sense to me at all. We'll be back in a moment. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. It's AmericaOutloud.com, where the conversation never ends.
with 24/7 streaming on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. All right, friends, we are back. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of madness here. It's a pursuit of madness. How to stop school shootings.
Women disagreeing with Malcolm.
We are totally in a crazy place here, I have to tell you here. Wow, what a conversation. Let me do this here, please. I want to swing this. I want to make a U-turn with this conversation just slightly here. And I want to bring it back to schools. I want to bring it back to the moment of confrontation and bring it back to the point of violence. There is a rash of school shootings and massacres. People are being murdered. Now, you can sit in your village all day long, friends, and you can pray to God and you can bring the family there and you can have your Leave It to Beaver moment. I'm all over it. I love it. I love the kumbaya moments. It's a beautiful thing. That is not going to stop little Johnny the criminal down the road or up the neighborhood or five towns over come in with a gun and shoot and kill a bunch of kids. And that's what's happening. So, praying to God is a beautiful thing, but I don't think God doesn't seem to be stopping Johnny and little Frank and this one over here as well. So quite frankly, I don't see where God is stopping any of this. And let me just pull both of you back. I think it's a bunch of rubbish.
No. These kids, you could take every one of these kids that have done this, Malcolm, mm-hmm. put them in a room and ask them about God. Okay.
I don't discount that, Ava. But how are we going to get to all of the... We're not going to get to all of the kids. Listen, broken homes will always exist. Broken families always exist. Mental illness always exists. Criminals always exist. So here's the thing, kids. In a world that we're talking about here, in your village over here, so we're all in the village. We're praying. We're going to church. We're going to school. We're doing the right things. We're good boys. We're good girls. Just like some of those kids that were killed and massacred. They were good kids. But that doesn't stop the criminals from doing what they're going to. They're not in church, kids. They're not doing the things we're doing. So we can talk about the village. I'm okay to have a show about the village. I love the village. I'll hold your hands and sing Kumbaya. I'll praise God. I'll do all of this. But I don't think God wants me to do nothing and just pray to him for emptiness. I went to church for a whole lifetime,
Malcolm,
as a little boy and got nowhere with that.
Because I can see your point, Malcolm, and I can hear what the ladies are saying. And I agree with both. Because they're not saying, let's just isolate over here and have our own thing, and then those people are over there.
No, but they're not giving me the answers either, Jenna. In the meantime, the kids are being killed.
So the answer is, we're talking
mental
about
health.
How to prevent it. So when there are things that people, young kids, can go to that isn't just, like, there's nothing for them to go to. So what they are saying is that this is something for them to go to, and that potentially could eventually be something. I don't think they're saying, like, we need, like, it's this kumbaya thing. Like, there's something missing that kids are seeking, and then they turn to violence is what they're getting.
Exactly. If you leave the void there, Malcolm, what will fill it up? Okay? You're leaving a void.
And I'm going to add, though, things like meditation, things that are a bit more secular to be more inclusive. Because, again, it's the isolation and the being rejected that leads to it. So I would say, you know, there is, I think, that it can't just be one type of religion, one type of church, because we are in this global experience right now in America and in Canada, North America. Like, it would have to be things like meditation and mindfulness and just solutions to deal with emotion.
Jenna, it has to be
right and wrong involved
right.
in it.
Well, so Jenna,
that would be involved in it. Eventually,
let's just call it faith, Jenna. Faith. So all you need is 2 minutes of faith, if that's in school, or 5 minutes, or whatever you want to give people. I mean, let's
something
just call it
to
faith.
Turn to that helps them have
whatever the faith
resilience.
Is, whatever it is. If you want
to, no. I'm talking about emotional health that leads to mental health.
Sure. Let me share this with you. When I taught third and fourth grade, I brought in something that had never been done before. I brought in meditation music after lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my kids would put their heads down on their desk. The principal walked by and he said, "Oh my, what is going on?" He said, "I've never seen this so much quiet and peace." The other teachers began to say, "Miss Wilson, what are you doing? All of your kids have so much peace." Mm-hmm. I never had any breakouts in my room after I started that. whenever kids had an issue, they came to talk about it.
Okay, all right.
So I'm speaking from experience.
Okay,
I'm
beautiful,
speaking from...
beautiful. I want to get back to the school shootings, please, okay? I don't want to talk about your piece. I don't want to talk about your piece. I don't want to talk about the class.
But Malcolm, this is the school shooting. This is how we stop it. What are we doing here? Let me
say to you something. Your class, one of the kids in your class is probably one of the ones that went out and shot a school up.
I don't
see.
Think
oh,
so.
But hold on, sister. Hold on, sister. You think all of a sudden? Hold on, sister. You think that? You think all of a sudden? No, I'm going to say this. You think, Dr. Faye, that some of these kids were so obvious? They wasn't obvious. Some of these kids were quiet kids who were respectful, who were in their classes. You're living in a fairy tale land. If you think that meditation of a few minutes is going to prevent them from killing up schools, it's not going to happen. Of course, they're going to listen. I think it's all good if that's you want to do that stuff. It doesn't solve the problem.
It does.
Malcolm, let's take utopia out of it for a moment and go
back
to...
That'd be lovely. Please do. Burn it.
Go back to students across the country that are afraid to go to school now. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what do we do?
Let's give 5 minutes of meditation and see what happens.
Do we lock down the schools? Do we metal detectors? We have
yes.
more police.
Yes.
We have to do something
yes.
to make them first feel safe.
Yes.
Once you make them feel safe, then you can start targeting the other problems, which is identifying those within the school that have issues and problems and need to be highlighted.
Okay.
But you have to first make kids safe
That's
going
true.
To school.
All right.
Absolutely. I totally agree because right. well, fear is an emotion.
Okay.
And so when we deal with that emotion of fear, through meditation, through whatever
okay.
means
right.
that
Beautiful.
You can.
All right, let me come then back. I want to talk to Sally, please. I don't want Jenna, Faye, and Ava. You guys are not here at the moment. Just give me 3 minutes with Sally, okay?
I'm talking lockdown.
Everybody, just Sally, I want to talk to you a moment now. Let's talk, have a conversation about the school. So now, we need some, so because I don't want to talk about the meditation stuff of the village anymore, okay? In the Disneyland, I'm over it, okay? Let's talk about how to protect the kids so they don't get massacred and killed in school. So we're not taking responsibility. There's a rash of these school shootings out there right now. It's out of control. It's, again, it's in the vocabulary. It's in the mindset. The kids aren't right. We know this. There's a lot of reasons why they're doing it. They're doing it. How do we prevent it from happening? So, yeah, we need to take it seriously. When 9/11 happened, I reported on this last week, we took action immediately. Why are we not taking action with our schools? Why are we not doing something? And sitting talking about all of this stuff about God, meditation, and villages is not going to stop the immediate problem. We have an immediate emergency. We have a crisis. We have a catastrophe. People, it is minutes before the next lunatic goes into a school and kills people.
So what's your solution, Malcolm?
I think we need armed guards. I think we'd get the National Guard. I would call a national task force immediately. I would put the National Guard out at all the schools immediately, just like we did at the airports, Jenna. This is a national crisis. It is a matter of minutes before the next lunatic goes into a school and kills it and bangs it up. I'm telling you. So that's what I would do.
Dirty measures. I agree with that.
This is probably not the people to talk about, but the NRA, right after Parkland, they put together a program called the SHIELD program. And what they do is they provide free of taxpayer dollar, free of government dollar. They go in and they will assess any school and just tell them simply what they need to do to make the school safer, whether it means to have one entry or metal detectors or more guards per students. But each school needs to take it upon themselves to figure out how do we make our schools safe. And there are resources to help them.
And they're actually doing that now, Sally. So let me just share with you all this. There are a lot of reports on the backstories of these things I am studying and understanding now. And I want you all to know this. Many of the school districts are taking it very, very seriously. I mean, very. For instance, the school that my son goes to, he's 14 years old. He's in middle school. There is one point of entry into the school, one door. It is locked at all times. You are an adult, you are a parent, you're there to pick up your child. Guess what? You will be buzzed in or you won't get in. And they see it's all windows in the front. They see exactly who you are and what you are and what you're carrying. Now, these are at least some sort of protective measures. None of it's foolproof, people. None of it's foolproof. But the point is, Yeah, so we need to have resources available for the kids. I think it should be required. You know, again, I think a lot of our courses today in education are wrong. We're not, we're teaching them things they won't ever need in real life. I think we need a couple of classes and studies about real life, about bullying. This should be required subjects in school. How to circumvent bullying, how to talk about real life challenges, how to get over depression. Let's have a real life cultural class about living. I could put that class on in a minute. It's a societal conversation about how to be a real person. Let's get that into the schools immediately, number one.
There are many, many programs.
Let's make it required, for all schools.
This is required in many schools.
So a lot of the schools
has been.
A lot of the school districts now are stepping up, Ava. They're stepping up, and because you know why, ladies? They know. Listen to me, the secret here. They know it's a matter of time. They've listened to me. They know that I've been telling everybody. It's minutes, hours, weeks, and days before the next massacre. Somebody's going to be killed. A whole bunch of people are going to be killed. And that's the tick-ticking time bomb. So nobody wants to talk about this. We want to talk about Disneyland. I don't give a shit about Disneyland, okay?
Well,
I want to talk about saving the kids.
Why doesn't this happen in Israel? Why?
Because they take it seriously, security.
Listen to me. Everybody carries a gun in Israel. Okay? No, I'm serious. The gun carry among population there is something like 100%. So it's really...
Well, we do need to arm the teachers, Ava. We need to arm the teachers. We need to train them. We need to have training classes.
They're afraid of guns. They're afraid of guns.
We need to arm the teachers who want it, not the ones who are afraid of it. But the point is this. We need to have people who can take a shooter out. Another shooter is going to walk into a school. And we can all be sitting there praying and meditating, and they're going to kill every damn one of us. Okay?
No, it's the only answer.
And God is not going to stop that from happening. I got news for y'all. Not going
right.
to happen because he gives us free will to think and do and act.
Well, there's immediate needs right now. Like, we have two different conversations going on. How do we prevent this? Why does this happen? You've started two conversations.
Exactly.
What do we do to help with right now?
But this was about how to stop school shootings, not how to create a village.
Yeah, but
I mean, I got the village conversation,
so
and I understand that.
I think you're just scared. And so this is great because this is what parents are feeling like right now. How can we protect our
I think it's
right
a
now?
Piece of the conversation. I think it's a piece. I think, listen, I believe God is a piece of the conversation, for the record. I believe the village is a piece of the conversation. You can meditate. You can pray. You can pray to Buddha, Allah, Singa, Wanga, Lunga,
We're talking
Dinga, Wanga.
About emotional
or maybe use God as I do.
And capabilities.
But,
you know what
you
I mean?
But you can do both of these things simultaneously.
Yeah.
Right.
Secure the schools, make the children feel not afraid so they can go and learn. And then when they're learning, teach them things that are important.
Yeah.
And how to deal with their feelings.
We need to lock it down.
How to deal with all of this stuff. Because
it's at a crisis.
You just create this war zone of guns and teachers have guns and like, oh my gosh, with no resources on how to feel safe within yourself, that would be ridiculous.
Yeah.
What's
yeah, because you don't know the teachers that you're putting the guns.
Stop. Yes, you do. Stop, lady. See, so you're talking silly. Stop. Hold on.
I bet you.
No,
did,
stop.
I bet
we're
you
talking
said,
silly.
You got to, because bet, listen, you're talking silly. Let me explain to you, please. You got to train the teachers. You don't just give armed guns to teachers. You're talking crazy stuff here. Nobody said that.
I venture to say that that there's probably a teacher in most schools that already has a permit to carry a gun.
There are dozens of them, Sally. Mm-hmm. And so the point is, a lot of these teachers want to do this. My ladies, the point is this. You've got a killer that comes in. Somebody's got to stop that killer and kill the killer. Because if you don't kill the killer is going to kill 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 kids.
Yeah, I think we all agree with that.
Well, then let's get somebody in there to kill the killer. Because the killer's coming back,
Jen. It's not going to happen tomorrow.
Yes, it could happen tomorrow.
I think we need to employ. I think we need to employ a massive veteran.
National Guard. National Guard immediate. National Task Force. Big whiteboard exercise. National Guard in your schools. I would change the paradigm immediately. Here's the deal, Ava. Here's what I'm saying. Right now, the media has spun this out there so much with all of these killers' faces and names, and we made them national freaking heroes, okay?
Yeah.
And so now the next silly person who wants to go in that wants to be the next hero to go into a school to kill 20 people because they think it's cool because their wires aren't connected, we need to stop that. And to
stop, you're right.
They don't think it's cool. They're doing it out of the last resort frustration. They're like, oh, this is, they're not like getting off on it. This is their like frustration.
That kid that just shot all those people, he thought it was cool,
Jenna. You're so wrong, Jenna, about this. The kid who just did it in Santa Fe, Texas, laughed while he was doing it and said it was freaking cool.
And he didn't shoot kids that he liked.
He shot kids he didn't like.
Right.
This was calculated.
So that's a sociopath. So there's like different types of cases. But, to generalize it is to say, you're not going to find the right ones if you're going to generalize it like that.
I just want to stop it, Jenna. We can call it whatever we want to stop it. But, my heart goes out to these families. I got to tell you, I get sicker than sick when I see this. You know how much it impacts me? When I sat there that morning and heard Santa Fe come in, it made me sick. I mean, really sick to my stomach. My heart went out to those families. Because I knew what they were going to go through, Jenna. I knew their life would be disjointed. I knew he didn't just kill 10 kids. He killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. He tortured souls. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. We're all in agreement on that.
I mean, that's the sad part about it. And I hate that that happens. And so I want to do something about it. How do we do something about it? We got to take control. And we got to get control. So what we have to do is distill fear back into the minds of the people out there doing this, ladies. And in order to do that, we have to take control of the environment, just like we did, sadly enough, whether you like it or not, just as they did with 9/11 and they did with the airports. They immediately scared the hell out of anybody who had a theory of going in with a gun at an airport. They scared you to death by the fact that they protected all the airports to the nth degree. It's the same thing here with the schools. We need to have a paradigm shift, is all I'm saying. You understand?
Yeah, definitely.
We need a paradigm shift right now to be able to change this thing up. And we can do all this other stuff, but it's not the answer initially. I know you might think it is, but it's not going to stop the massacres and the killings and the shootings.
No, it's not. There's two different things, two different subjects we're talking about.
Right. There's an immediate need, and then there's the long-term need.
Yeah.
And the immediate is to protect the students and fortify the schools. It's a reality of life. Nobody wants a kid to have to go through a metal detector to go to be educated. But the reality is you have to go through a metal detector to be educated. You can't get on a plane without going through a metal detector.
You know, Sally, that's a reality of life. Beautiful point, love. And I'm totally agree. I think, you know what, Sally? Again, I think that should be a mandate. I'm sorry, people, but it's time to mandate it and put national detectors into school 100%, Sally. That's where we're at in society now. And if that means that's going to protect your kid from dying, people, then you bless that and you grab onto that, my friends. Because if that protects some loved one of yours, then you need to grab onto that. Don't sit there and say to me, well, I'm not going to do that to my kid because you people want to do that. And a metal detector into school is like, yeah, the alternative is not good. The alternative is really bad. It means carnage everywhere. Dead people, their heads were blown off. I mean, massacred. Lives were destroyed and ended. See, nobody really wants, here's the thing. The more distance and time we pull from the catastrophe, nobody really wants to talk about the ugliness of this. Nobody. Americans in general and people in general, but Americans for sure, have very short memories. I'm sure Canadians do as well. Very short memories. So something can happen a week from the event. It will seem like a lifetime ago, people. It will seem like it happened a long time ago, and it will seem like it really doesn't matter anymore. And it matters. So the best thing to do is keep the gruesomeness there. People's heads were blown off. They couldn't detect body parts. How sick is that? It's sick. Now, it's destructive. And lives were destroyed. I'm a realist. That's the empowerment that God gives me, is to be a realist and understand that human beings are... This is not a sacred bunch. Sorry. And evil exists, and evil will always exist. Jenna Smith, Dr. Faye Wilson, Ava Armstrong, Sally Fernandez. This is Malcolm Out Loud. To be continued, friends.